Modern Love is the name of a long-enduring New York Times column and podcast that has entertained its patrons with heartwarming stories about love and relationships. What is truly modern about the Times column is the underlying message that love exists in several forms that are more often than not messy and difficult to fit into neat little boxes. As traditional anchors of individual identity such as family, religion, and community fray, we seek comfort in experiences of love that may be unusual or fleeting, but enable us to discover something about ourselves, even if it is the mere fact that we exist and are acknowledged by another. Modern Love, the 8-episode series inspired by the New York Times column and currently streaming on Amazon Prime, dwells on questions of love, hope, and identity in an age where our reality is increasingly colored by a sense of disillusionment and faithlessness. Each episode of the series, based on a Modern Love column, tells a story of love in its various forms. For instance, that of a dating app developer who is hopelessly hung up on a past love, of a jaded middle-aged couple trying to figure out if their relationship is worth the effort, of a young girl searching for her missing father in other older men. But for all its diversity in exploring the meaning of love, the series is surprisingly heteronormative and white. The couples featured are all upper class and live in beautifully decorated New York apartments. The characters seem to have no other concerns apart from finding the one or looking for ways to make it work with the one they are with. Even though the series is set in contemporary times, it invokes the lightness and optimism of a 1990s romantic comedy which offered pleasantness but no social critique. In the essay I Love New York, The Rom-Com's Love Affair with New York City, Deborah German lists the reasons why New York City is a popular setting for romance in television and films. According to German, New York is world famous for being a unique melting pot of ambition, desire, hope, and confusion, and for its urban tapestry of class, age, race, and sexuality. She mentions that New York is also embedded in the history of modernity and the rise of consumerism in the United States. New York thus becomes the default setting for romantic comedies interested in exploring the lives of those who have migrated to the city for its legendary reputation of welcoming one and all, and for being the center of capitalist expansion that favors wealthy young consumers. In recent years, however, the egalitarian charm of New York City has been marred by stories of gentrification and displacement of its racially diverse population to accommodate rich white hipsters. Jeremiah Moss explains in his book Vanishing New York that this phenomenon is driven by a systematic effort of neoliberal policymakers interested in cleaning up New York to attract investment. Modern Love is set in this version of New York, picturesque, attractive, almost sterile in its beauty. The character whose love lives the show is interested in personify all these qualities of the city, making it seem more like a utopia of quirky yet affable people. Only two of the episodes hint at any darkness. One of these stars Anne Hathaway as a girl trying to maintain a normal dating life while also dealing with bipolar personality disorder. The second is about a gay couple that adopts the child of a homeless woman while also learning to be self-aware of their own privileged lives. In bleak times like ours, watching Modern Love feels comforting. Still, the stories are not compelling enough for them to be memorable. The show's lack of context makes it seem almost like science fiction, rather than the real-life stories that have inspired each episode. The finale sequence consists of an extended montage that travels through New York City as characters from separate episodes cross paths. We are all connected, the show is saying, in our deeply human search for love. In the end, this is both the most profound yet the most commonplace message the show manages to convey.